Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Meatballs, happy Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod. Happy Thursday.
It is freaking hot as balls day.
Yeah, but I heard it's supposed to break.
Dina, I don't know what to do anymore. I walk up my stairs, I'm sweating. I walk outside for 2 seconds to get the mail. I'm literally drenched in sweat. Like, I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, yesterday, because we've been doing the pool, but, like, the boys are sick of the pool. So I was like, all right, we'll just go outside for a couple minutes. Mostly we played in the playroom. We went outside for a couple minutes in the shade on the swing set. And we all couldn't handle it. We were like, okay. We were out there for 15 minutes.
Top. I can't. Can we just complain about boobage right now?
Oh my God.
The boob sweat is disgusting. Like, I can't handle it. And it was sweat running down my back. I just feel like a disgust. I feel sticky. I just want to let you guys know that it's only like 25 weeks until Christmas. So I'm just saying.
It's actually less. I think it's like 22. Or maybe it's 22 Fridays. I don't know. But I saw
I'm ready.
On Facebook.
I'm ready.
Or maybe you posted it. Maybe it didn't pop up on Facebook.
I posted it every day.
It was probably your story. I can't. Well, even our pool is hot. It's like I have a hot tub. I don't have a pool right now because my pool's directly in the sun. And it gets no shade, which usually is great, but not when it's 100 degrees every day. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't even refreshing.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening, guys. The global warming, obviously, is like a thing. Shit is going down. And poor Paulie, it's like 120 degrees in Vegas. And so Paulie's doing all these shows. You guys know he's on tour. And, you know, he does like all the pool parties in Vegas. It's still packed, mind you, because Paulie's amazing. But there's millions of people, and it's 120 degrees out, and they're all, like, just, like, touching. Oh, my God. I feel like they're all dying. They're dying.
You know what it's like? Remember back in the day when we were just, like, hot, sweaty in the hot little clubs? Like, just sweating
like
rather. Yeah. Like, gross. That's what it's like. But worse. Ugh. Because it's outside in the sun and 130 degrees out.
Speaking of clubs, like us back in the day, somebody just tagged me in the Italy clip where me and you, like, I thought somebody was fighting you, so then I jumped in, and we were beating each other up.
Oh, my God. That
You're
was
like,
so funny.
It's me. It's me.
Well, because I feel like people didn't realize, because it was so crowded, they didn't see what was actually happening. So this was, like, a long-going fight about to happen. We got in there and this girl.
What was that about? I don't remember.
So I remember because I wasn't like at that, I guess I was drunk, but like I remember I was just so mad that you know when you sober up because you're so mad?
Oh, I hate that.
We walked in and these girls, they were not Italian. They were from the college. So there was a lot of Americans where we were because there was a college right up the street. So we actually got a lot of Americans that followed us around. And then these girls, I remember they followed us. They threw a drink at me first. And I fell back. So they threw the drink and I slipped and I fell. And one of the boys caught me and I said, that bitch just threw a drink at me. And I was like on edge all the entire time after that. And then the guys were like, I think it might have been Ronnie. He's like, just let it go. We're not trying to fight here. I'm like, I'm not trying to fight here. I'm not a fighter, but this girl just freaking made me fall. And like, yeah. It was annoying. So then later, all of a sudden, I looked and she threw a drink on the back of you. And I was like, that girl just now threw a drink on Nicole and your hair was wet in the back. And I was like, what the fuck?
Bitch.
And then we were by the bar. But then she disappeared. And I was like, this bitch threw the drink and she ran. And then we were by the bar, and it was like me, you, Jenny was like on my side. There was Vinny that was right there.
Well, you have a really good memory. Shit.
The girl went over Vinny and threw another drink. And that's when I like went freaking nuts. And I went to pull the girl's hair before she could run away. And then you were like, oh, shit, we're fighting. And then you grabbed me away from the girl. I'm like, no, I'm trying to grab this girl. And then Vinny gets between us. He lost his watch. It was a hot mess.
Oh, my God. I just remember all the chaos.
Yeah.
And it was like a clip. So, you know how, like, the fans, like, post, like, the reels of, like, back in the day of us, you know, like, fights, clubs, whatever. So it was that clip. And then it was the other clip of us in Italy, too. And we were at the bar. And the bartender, he threw ice at us or something. How did that even start, too?
Oh my God. I remember that also.
We were so fucking pissed off. We were so mad.
Chris says I have a really great memory. And hopefully I stay this way. But I remember
you really do.
Me and you were dancing because everybody else left. They were annoyed because we were really drunk. And they didn't want to stay out.
What else is new, Dee?
They didn't want to stay out with us anymore. So me and you went out with just the security by ourselves to that big one, that big open Italian club. And we're dancing. And one thing about the Italian men, they were a lot more aggressive than the men in America.
Oh, like, very touchy.
Touch you and like kiss at you. It was just very uncomfortable. So we were dancing and these guys were grabbing at us and we're like, no, we don't want it, blah, blah, blah. And then we like went to the bar for drinks. And next thing you know, the guy behind the bar that was bartending, a lot of the Italians weren't fans of us at the time, started throwing the ice at us. And I swear we didn't do anything to deserve it. Like, we were just like, what? So that's why we got so mad, because we were getting touched by like these men. And then next we were getting ice thrown at us by another man that was there. And we were like, this is fucked up. So we just went freaking AWOL.
Huh. The meatballs got attacked, man.
Yeah. What the frick?
Like, we're just trying to have a good time and like just bop around, do our own thing.
But not all of the Italian men were, you know, like that. It's just so everyone knows, like, there was a lot of like really great people we met out there. The Italians were great. But just like there was some that like were very touchy feely and, you know, we weren't used to that.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, so everyone thought we were filming, like we were all filming next season in Italy, because Mike was just there at Lauren's.
Then
Jenny went for Milani's birthday. So they both went there to obviously, you know, like sightsee or whatever, like backpack a little bit. But they really went for the Taylor Swift concert. So everyone's DMing me like, why aren't you in Italy? Are you not doing the show anymore? I'm like, bitch, they're going to see Taylor Swift.
I know.
We're not filming.
Oh, why aren't you in Italy? Oh, yeah. What, did you decide not to go to Italy? I'm like, no, like they're on vacation.
Yes, it was Milani's birthday. She just turned 10. I cannot believe it. So yeah, they went. So Jenny surprised Milani with Italy because Milani just loves her alone time with Jenny. So Jenny brought her to Italy and then, of course, surprised her with Taylor Swift because they're Swifties.
Yeah, that's great.
And then, yeah, Mike did the same thing. So I actually had FOMO. It looked beautiful.
It did look
like
beautiful.
Where Michael was, if you guys watch the stories, like, holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. Both of their vacations looked so different. It looked like Mike and Lauren more kind of stayed in, like, this one beautiful area and had a couple
romantic
nights there.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Jenny and Milani were, like, sightseeing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if the situations say they're pregnant in a couple months.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Yes, I can imagine. I can totally see it.
I don't know how Lauren would do it.
Oh, I know. But I know they want a fourth, so who knows?
I guess it's better just to pump him out rather than wait around.
I mean,
I can't. But they said it was even hotter in Italy.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Crazy.
I'm telling you, the world's burning up.
I know.
It's not a great week to be an American either.
Oh, my God. I know.
I mean, where do we start? I don't even know. Like, I feel like I want to move. I'm going back to Chile. See you later.
Politics aside, what happened on Saturday was just awful. That poor family that lost, you know, a father. And
oh, my God. Right in front of them, Dee.
I know. I saw.
You can't go anywhere nowadays.
So, you know, my heart goes out to the victims there. Like, that's just whatever. That day was horrible.
Insane.
And then, you know, we have just like this fireball that just came out. There's just like a lot happening.
Fireball. And then the poor girl that sang the anthem, but she said she was wasted. That's why it sounded crazy. Like, we look, if I was like in England or something, or Britain, and I was like looking at the week of America, I'd be like, you guys are a hot mess.
Oh, my.
Like, what is happening there?
The Ingrid girl.
What a sin.
I'm like, I can't. I was like, that was. And at first she started, and I was like, oh, okay, she's not bad. Because everybody was saying so bad things about her. And then I, like, kept listening, and I was like,
I know. I was like, oh, man.
Like, even at one point, if you listen, the crowd starts singing with her, so it doesn't sound as bad.
Oh, because they probably felt bad.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about,
her name was Ingrid Andre.
Yeah, it was the home run derby, I think, right?
Yeah, it was the home run derby, and her name was Ingrid Andress. And she's like,
Andress, yeah.
She's a four-time nominee for, like, what is it called? The Grammys.
So obviously she can sing. But I don't know if it was nerves or whatever, but then she ended up doing like a statement because everybody was talking about it. And this poor girl is probably getting bullied. She probably feels like shit because everyone's saying how horrible she was. Like, I feel terrible for her. Like, I can't imagine like the whole world talking shit about you. But she ended up doing a statement and she was like, sorry, I was wasted. Like, I'm going to rehab to get help. Like, what a sin. Like, I'm sure she probably doesn't even need the rehab because she was just like drunk. But like, she had to something to save face. Yeah. Like, oh, God. Like, I can't. What a sin. What a sin for Ingrid.
I know. I feel bad. And then if you go on, because I, like, started going on her, like, Instagram and stuff. And she has all of it is her singing. And now, of course, everybody is underneath the comments being so mean.
Oh, I think she shut him off. I must have missed it.
Like, your auto-tune, clearly. If I was that girl, I would probably say that I'm going to rehab too, just to hide from the world.
Well, I think I would fake my death and move somewhere. Like, I would just end it all.
Like, change the path.
Change my name. I'm going to witness protection. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Poor girl.
And then what else?
Especially after everything, you know? The national anthem of all things.
I know. Like, we couldn't butcher that at that moment, but we love you, Ingrid. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, you're all right. Don't worry.
Shit happens, girl. The meatballs are used to shit.
Yeah. We've embarrassed ourselves plenty, Ingrid.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Please, girl. And then we blame it on being drunk. We've been there.
She's a meatball.
Yeah, she's a meatball. Definitely. So we've been there, girl. And then,
oh my God, you know what she sounded like? Us doing karaoke.
Yeah. That's literally what I was thinking when I sent it to the group. Me and Dina, like, obviously Dina has a great voice. I feel like mine's not awful, but, like, I don't sing.
If we tried, we both can sound decent. So
no, but me and Dina were wasted, and we did karaoke, and we thought we sounded so good.
Oh my god, I thought I was like a Backstreet Boy.
I forgot the whole freaking lyrics. Dina's up there belting her tunes. And we're just like, oh, like when we watched it, we were like, oh.
Wait, the funniest thing is when we started, so we were filming this last season. And as we were filming the last season, that episode was airing and the previews were coming out. And we're all sitting in the suite and we're at like, who, they were playing it. And I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing am I?
I can't.
I'm like, Frank, you made me worse.
Yeah. Like, you made me sound that bad.
Frank's our editor, just so everybody knows. Like, clearly he didn't, but it's
yeah, I think we said this before, but Frank, sometimes, like, he'll add, like, fart noises or, like, a burp. And for some reason, he always does it to me or Dina. Like, he'll always, like, make me fart when I didn't fart. And I'm like, come on, man. Like,
oh, my favorite was Jenny.
I would never fart in front of people. It makes me nervous.
When he did it to Jenny in New Orleans, and we all know Jenny would never burp like that ever.
Well, she would in front of us, not on camera.
Us, but not yeah. on camera. So when she did,
I was like, she was yawning.
I was like, oh my god.
But Jenny was like doing a yawn, but Frank made it seem like she like did a huge freaking burp.
Oh like, my god! Gracious.
Like, Jenny did not do that.
Oh my goodness. Wait, so I have to do a shout out for this new coffee I got because I'm drinking it right now and it's amazing.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to, Chris says I spend too much money on Grubhub and stuff, which is true because I like
would
I would Grubhub my Starbucks coffee every day and that's like freaking crazy. So I was at Claire's house and we were doing a play date and she's like, she was like, are you thirsty? You want something to drink? I was like, yeah, I could do like an iced coffee. She's like, okay. She has, it's called Wandering Bear Co. It is so good.
Where do you get it?
You could just order it on their site, and then you could either put it in the pantry because you could just put it on the shelf without having it in the refrigerator, or you could put it in the refrigerator. And I got toasted coconut and vanilla, and I don't even need to order my iced coffee anymore. It's so nice. I already feel like I'm saving so much money.
There you go. Yeah, I was literally thinking that the other day because, so I've been delivering Starbucks to my house every single day because, you know, it's just easier for it to get delivered, whatever. And then, you know, if the kids, like, want the diner or something, instead of going to get it, I'll order it. And then I'm just thinking and I'm like, I'm spending so much money on just ordering things to my house instead of just going and getting it. So I'm scared to actually like look at all the finances and total it up to see how much I could actually be saving.
Oh, I did. And mine was ridiculous. So I was like, you know what? I have to stop. So usually I would cook like 3 days a week, but now it's just, I just go my grocery shopping and now I've just been cooking every night just to make it easy. Like, so we're not Grubhubbing everything. And then I've also just, I just bought the Wandering Bear coffee. And I feel like the last 2 weeks I've saved so much money in just 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's insane.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
But wait, this is off topic, but I went on Twitter and I was like, let me know what you guys want us to discuss on this week's episode. And Charlotte N at Charmies 21, I don't think she's happy with us.
Why?
She goes, what's the point? You'll answer two questions and call it a day after talking about conspiracies for a half hour.
Wow. Sorry, Charlotte.
Sorry, Charlotte.
Oh, you want to, Charlotte, you really want to get mad at us? You want to talk about conspiracies?
Well, bitch, here it is.
No, so people are saying that we jump timelines. Did you see that?
We jump timelines?
Yeah, like we're on a different timeline.
Well, that makes sense with how fast the fucking time is going. It's almost Christmas.
Well, they're saying, like, this weekend when everything happened, we switched timelines because certain things were supposed to happen a different way, and they didn't. So we somehow switched timelines between, like, then and now. Isn't that crazy? Because a lot of people are saying that they remember that Richard Simmons died already.
Yeah.
And that Dr. Ruth died already. And then all of a sudden they died again or something. I mean, I personally don't remember them dying.
No, I don't remember Richard Simmons
but
dying.
A lot of people on TikTok and other places are like, didn't he die already? So they're convinced that we hopped timelines somewhere around this weekend. And
wait, that might be true.
We're on a different timeline now.
Did Richard Simmons die already?
I don't know.
That actually sounds familiar, Jay. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. But if you look it up, a lot of people are saying that.
That kind of gives me deja vu a little bit. Timelines, if I really think
timelines
about it.
We might have switched timelines this weekend. And because also on The Simpsons, which is crazy, because you know how all their episodes are to the T of what they project?
Yes, it's literally predictions.
Well, they predicted that Donald Trump passed away. And he didn't. And it was in 2024. And I mean, you know, he clearly didn't, you know, so
oh, shit.
People are like, Simpsons are never wrong. Like, we skipped timelines. I'm like, I don't know. We might have switched timelines. I don't know. It's crazy. They're like, between Richard Simmons and then The Simpsons and then Dr. Ruth, something's off. I'm like, now I'm watching these TikToks. I'm like, oh my God, is something off? Did we switch timelines? I don't know.
See, this makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, we might be on.
I got to go down the rabbit hole with that one.
I did. So now I'm like, okay, we might be on a different timeline. Who knows?
Yep, I can see it.
Yeah. So there you go, Charlotte. There's another one.
Well, yeah, she didn't even ask a question, and I was getting to her. She was just complaining about
Wait,
us.
And weren't you saying, I saw your Instagram, you were like, why do these clouds look fake?
Oh my God, let's talk about the fucking clouds.
So maybe in this new timeline, everything looks different.
Bitch, it's the Truman Show. It's the Truman Show. This is all a simulation. Like, I'm down the shore a lot, and, you know, just down there, I just feel like the sky is, like, always, like, beautiful, you know, like, by the ocean and stuff like that. And, of course, like, you know, on the boat, I'm looking up, I see all the clouds. And clouds, like, look like clouds. They look fluffy, like, cute. But then the clouds, like, miles away, when you look up, it looks like a fucking painting. It looks fake. So I've been saying this in my head all summer. Like, literally, when we started going down the shore, I'm like, that cloud looks so fucking fake. It looks like a screensaver. Like, how crazy and beautiful. But, you know, I take a picture, whatever. And then my sister-in-law, she goes, look at that cloud. It looks freaking fake. And I'm like, oh my God. And my sister-in-law, like, she doesn't believe in, like, anything. Like, aliens, conspiracies, whatever. She thinks I'm fucking crackhead, like Gianni. So when she said that, I'm like, see? Like, it's not just me.
No. I agree. I feel like the
cloud looks like paintings.
And I'm like, so what day was this?
It was last weekend that the clouds really looked freaking fake.
All right. Well,
and then with that sunset and everything.
Yeah, I think we were still on the other timeline at that point. But who knows anymore? I don't know.
The clouds are looking fake, guys. So when it's a beautiful day and there's a lot of clouds outside in the blue sky, everybody look up. Guaranteed you will see a couple of clouds that look like it was painted on.
But, like, do you think I don't remember if they've always looked like that.
No.
And then, like, there's a lot of glitches with the sun people are putting up on TikTok. But then I'm like, I don't know. TikTok could all just be a big conspiracy also. But then I'm like, but what if TikTok of, wait one second, guys. All right, if he wants to take the rocks and put them in there, just let him take the rocks and put them in there. But then again, I'm like, or TikTok is where everybody's just telling their truths, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's everyone spilling their own truth. Which I'm open to all suggestions on what's happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, I went and got dandelion tea because I saw it on TikTok.
Everyone, oh my God, stop.
Good for you.
I said, ooh, tea.
I know.
Because it's like, nice and fancy.
Yeah, because everyone keeps saying, oh, dandelion tea is so good for you. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to try it. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I just bought the Sonic ice maker off TikTok because you know, when it's hot like this, I love to just chew on ice. Like, it's just, it makes me feel cozy and I get cold. So I wanted like the nice Sonic ice so I don't have my big ass ice cubes and I'm like breaking my teeth.
So wait, what is the Sonic ice?
Did you ever go to Sonic? They have like the small circle ice.
Is it like crushed ice?
No, it's not like fully crushed. It's just like really, really small ice cubes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, no, it's delicious. Starbucks is making their ice kind of like Sonic a little bit. I don't know if that's like their new thing, but I'm loving the Starbucks ice right now. But I just love chomping on ice when it's hot out, so I ended up buying it. And then Gianni yelled at me because he goes, Nicole, we have the same exact thing that we spent a ton of money on in the basement. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
So what is it? It makes you just small little ice cubes?
Yeah, small ice cubes. So it's easier to chew and you're not like breaking your teeth or chipping anything. So that's my last purchase that I got on TikTok after the skorts that everyone's wearing.
Oh, well, like I told you, the one time I went and I bought something off TikTok, it never came.
Rude.
Yeah. But the dandelion tea, I just saw on TikTok, but I got it off Amazon. Amazon never does me dirty like TikTok did with my freaking, what are they called? It was like a jumpsuit. It was so cute, though.
Yeah, they have cute stuff on there.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Pam just said it's nugget ice.
Oh, nugget ice. There you go. Thanks, Pam.
Nugget ice.
Yeah, so it's so freaking good. So if you guys love ice, I'm sure you've seen it on TikTok. They've been advertising it for like a year now. But I finally caved and got it. And yeah, Gianni yelled at me because we already have one.
Wait, did you know you had one already?
No, so we did this like 2 years ago. We ended up like fixing our bar downstairs because our ice machine broke. So we ended up spending like a lot of money on like this Viking machine that, you know, makes small ice. And I totally forgot that we had it down there. So I bought this one. Gianni's like, why would you buy this? We have one downstairs. So he kind of yelled at me like my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you waste money on this? You already have it.
I know. Chris does that. He'll be like,
sorry, dad.
Do you realize you already have something like this? I'm like, I don't know.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wait, so we have to talk about Chris. Chris, I think, is a pyromaniac.
Oh my!
He has this flame torch, and he started a wildfire.
No, so it actually is for weeds. It actually is for weeds. So
no, D, he loves it.
Oh, he loves it. So you just go around and you torch the weeds. But because it's so hot, right after he torches them, he has to. I'm sorry, they want Bluey, guys.
Oh, I love Bluey. So if anyone's listening that works at Bluey, you do the live show. You have to come back to Jersey because you guys aren't coming back to Jersey till November. And Angela wants to see Bluey now. So come back. Thank you.
Yeah, well, right now I can't get onto Disney Plus to watch Bluey, and my kids are going to have a conniption.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's still on your story, but Dina posted a story of Chris, like, doing the weeds with the flamethrower.
Oh, yeah, and he was, like, going to town with it, too.
Oh, it literally makes me crack up because I just can't.
He's, like, going to town with the flamethrower. But it kills the weeds, and then because it's so hot, he will. Don't worry, he's not starting forest fires. He does put water on it after.
Yeah, so, he's responsible.
Yeah, he's a responsible flamethrower. I can't. Well, because we're having, like, people over next weekend, and the weeds, we had someone come and do the weeds, and we just haven't kept on top of them. So they're freaking wild. They're growing like freaking crazy pants. So
adulting problems.
What?
I said adulting problems.
Yeah. So we're trying. We're trying our best to get rid of these freaking weeds.
Oh, and I got really excited, you know, because this is like an adulty thing. Like, this is when you know you're old. I ended up getting a new air fryer because I just feel like mine was like crapping out. So I got a bigger air fryer that, like, fits perfectly in my corner, but it's two trays. So instead of the one tray, I can cook, like, my asparagus in one and, like, the grilled chicken in the next one. I'm souped. It feels like Christmas. I love it.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, I love a good air fryer.
I've been doing – I should try the asparagus in the air fryer. I usually do the asparagus in the oven.
Oh, D, it's way better and crispier, faster, even, like – The broccoli, if you do, like, you know, olive oil and garlic salt on the broccoli, literally a bomb. It's, like, nice and crispy. It's healthy for you. I mean, I'm loving it. I love the air fryer.
Oh, yeah. Air fryer is a win for sure.
Oh, and it's Prime Day.
Oh.
Isn't it Prime Day?
It's Prime Day.
I think it started yesterday. So you know me and Dina, we love Amazon. I have to say, I think I order from Amazon once a day. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I've been, like I said, I'm trying to, like, not be crazy with my spending just because I'm trying to save. Like, I'm just trying to be better with my spending with, like, Amazon and, like, stupid shit like Grubhub. Like, because I don't need some of these things.
Yeah, Amazon, I can't.
So, I know. And then Chris is like, oh, you buy too much Amazon. And guess what? I'm like, no, actually, I've been really good. Like, yeah, before Disney, I went a little crazy because I got us all shirts and stuff and outfits.
Right.
But I'm like, everything at the door right now is yours, Christopher, not mine.
Yeah, man.
He's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. Because usually sometimes I like to keep my house, like, because my OCD, like, clean. Like I don't like the packages just sitting at the door, so I'll sometimes put them in the closet. He's like, yes. Well, I didn't see them there. I'm like, I haven't moved them this time. They're just sitting by the door. He's like, oh, you left them there? I'm like, yes. I said, well, you pass by there every day. You didn't realize that your packages
they're freaking
there?
Yours. Oh, that's like Gianni. He, like, moves the packages. And I'm like, Gianni, that's yours. That's why they're not – that's why they're there.
That's why they're not moving.
If I get a package, I open it right away.
Me too. I don't like boxes just hanging out.
I know. I hate clutter. I've been, like, throwing everything out like a crazy pants. So, yeah, Prime is right now, and they have new deals starting, in 3 hours. But this is playing tomorrow. So I think tomorrow is also Prime Day. So everyone get on Amazon Prime Day. Good deals. Love it.
All right. Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some meatball questions.
Yeah, because Charlotte – is very unhappy that we're not answering more questions.
Yeah, goddamn, Charlotte. Like, I knew a lot of our listeners would not like our conspiracy theories, but I mean, this is our space to talk, and me and Dina, we're a little weird like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wait, one thing I have to talk about. Did you see that, just because I just got from Disney, did you see the guy that swam at Magic Kingdom's lake?
No.
This guy, first of all, it's freaking hot as balls, so I bet he just couldn't take it anymore, and he just jumped in the freaking lake. But you know how there's a lake in Magic Kingdom that's by the Big Thunder Mountain?
Yes.
He swam in that shit. He trespassed, and he just jumped in, and he swam in it.
Wait, like, you were there and saw it, or you saw a video?
No, I just saw it on everywhere, actually. I saw it on Facebook, and then I saw it on TikTok.
But he just jumped the fence and he started swimming in the freaking lagoon behind Big Thunder Mountain. Everybody's like, oh my, freaking out, because I'm sure there's, I mean, I don't know if in Magic Kingdom there would be alligators, but that was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah,
that can't be clean water. It's
yeah, I would not do that. I would recommend not to do that and just bring your fan with a mist.
Can you believe that?
You'll be fine.
Someone, he freaking took his clothes off. Also took his clothes off. He had underwears on. And just jumped into that freaking murky water. I was like, ew.
Well, he probably had a nervous breakdown from the heat. I'm like literally there. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown.
Probably, you know what? His kids were freaking out. His wife was complaining. And he was like, F.
He said, fuck this.
I'm out. And he jumped the fence. And he just dove himself into the water. Then his kids were probably freaking out. His wife's screaming. I bet it was a whole thing. I bet it was a whole scene.
Listen, I feel him. I'm at that point. I'm over it.
I know. I mean, I don't think he would jump into murky water, but.
I mean, if I had like 4 martinis, I might.
He might have been drinking. He might have been. Or he was over it.
Remember I jumped in the water somewhere? Where were we? Oh, no, I think it was Miami. You weren't with me yet. But it was just me. We were filming, and everyone went back. But you know me, I wouldn't get in the car. So the producers had to pick me up and throw me in the van. But they didn't close the door in time. So I ended up running out, and I jumped in a fountain.
Oh, my God.
I was like a 2-year-old.
You're sick. You're lucky you didn't do any of that shit in Italy. You would have gotten arrested again.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't get arrested in Italy. They held me captive.
Well, yeah.
That was really scary. I thought I was going to be stuck in Italy in the cement walls for a while.
Yeah, that was scary. All right. So let's get to these fan questions before Charlotte goes crazy. Hey, Meatballs. Love your podcast. Y'all are amazing. What are the Meatballs' favorite summertime easy dinner meals? Sam from NJ. This is a good question.
Yeah, so speaking of air frying, I love throwing some wings in the air fryer for the kids. The kids love their wings, the asparagus, and then an easy salad that I literally just made on TikTok. Easy peasy. Okay. Get it done in 20 minutes, not even.
Yeah, so we've been doing, I think, my favorite summertime dinner. So we've been doing, like, family dinners every night, and we've been praying and everything. Like,
you're praying?
Yeah, we say grace.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, and, like, the kids are, like, so, you know, they ask about Jesus and God, and I'm trying to explain to them,
Wait, so how do you start it? Do you say, thank you, God, for this meal we're about to receive?
So usually the boys start it because they, like, get excited about dinner. Because we do family dinner and we say grace and then we play a thing called the animal game. So, like, you guess an animal. You pick an animal and then you guess it. It's, like, a whole thing we do at night. It's really nice. So the boys start it and they're like, thank you, God, for this food and for our family. And, you know, they just thank God for everything. And then we say
amen. That's the cutest
thing. Yeah. And then we say amen. And then you all eat, and then we play our game. So my favorite probably dinner right now is when we sit outside and we do all that, and we just have, like, hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, yeah, grilling is literally the easiest. Yeah,
because, like, in the wintertime, you don't do – like, we could have our family dinner inside with, like, that, but, like, the hot dogs and hamburgers outside on the patio is just, like, so nice. And then we do our family dinner thing, and it's just, like, a really nice night. It's, like, a nice way to end the day.
Love that.
Yeah. But then, like, see, I'm like, maybe we should start going to, because we don't really go to church, but I am religious and spiritual. So yeah. Because now the boys are like.
Didn't you make communion and confirmation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you're Catholic.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I'm explaining to the boys. So they're like, so God made this food, but mommy made the food. And I'm like, no. I'm like, he made the people and the animals, like, trying to explain, like, you know, like, so, like, we do have, like, Bible books upstairs, so I might, like, start reading them that to them. Who knows? But yeah, it's like, it's a nice little thing we do at night, which I think hopefully will, like,
hopefully they'll remember for the rest
of the time. I remember doing that with my family, but yeah, so my two kids obviously did communion and Angela will be next, but now Lorenzo is like 12 and, you know, they did the sex talk in school, whatever. So we were like talking about like how kids are made. Giovanna's like, yeah, like God put me in your belly. And then we were here and I'm like, yes, honey. And Lorenzo's like, no, you and Dad had to do it. And then that's how you made me. I'm like, Lorenzo. And Giovanna's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, like, Sissy is old enough to be like, what is he talking about, Mom?
Literally. And I'm like, Giovanna, you'll learn in fifth grade. Like, you're only going into fourth right now. Lorenzo will be in sixth. So I'm like, Lorenzo, don't tell her about that stuff yet, please. Like, let it happen when, like, it happens with, you know, the class and everything. But the birds and the bees talk, I'm not happy about it.
Goodness. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. God made all of us, and that's it.
That is it.
That's how I ended it. I'm like, Lorenzo, go in your room.
Oh my gosh, Lorenzo.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so this is from Deanna from Houston, Texas. What's your favorite perfume to wear? Sweet, floral, or earthy? And what do you like your husbands to wear? So I do like the musky smell. Like, that's like my second favorite, like the woodsy smell. But I do, I still wear Britney Spears Fantasy. And then I also still wear, so these are like perfumes from back in the day. I still love to wear a Bombshell from Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah.
Like their body sprays, like they still sell and I still love it. So I still wear the old school Britney Spears Fantasy. I like the sweet. And then Gianni, oh my God, I love when he wears, what's that bottle? It's like the blue body.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Chris, body.
Armani. Cool. Armani.
Oh, yeah, Jean Paul Gaultier.
Okay.
It's like it's the bottle that has like, you know, the torso. It's like a men's torso, blue. Oh my God, when he wears that, I'm like, let's do it.
I can't.
So yummy.
I only wear retro perfumes. Like, I love my retro perfumes. Like, I still wear Flower Bomb and Sunflower. And then I love Britney Spears. What's the one that's the sweet one? Is that Fantasy?
Yeah, Fantasy is a sweet.
Yeah. Fantasy. So those are like my three tops. Oh, and I still wear Heavenly sometimes.
Heavenly. That's the other one for Victoria's Secrets.
Love it. Also Blue. I think it's called Blue. I don't remember, but I have it upstairs. And then Chris, I got him a while ago. It's Armani Exchange, but I forget.
Ooh, do you remember how big Armani Exchange was?
Oh my God. Like I said, I like retro stuff. So when he was Armani Exchange, it like brings me back to like back when I first met him, you know?
Yeah, like, do you want to hook up?
Yeah, I love that. Love the smell. I love retro.
All right, this is a fun one. Would you rather go to prison for 5 weeks or go to prison with a Rubik's Cube and you can leave when you solve it?
I will never solve it.
Yeah, I'll be in there for 10 years, bitch. I will go to jail for 5 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever solve a Rubik's Cube.
No, and I've tried it before and I literally don't have the patience for it. Like, I don't know how these geniuses do it in 4 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I know. Wait, isn't that so... Talking about the Rubik's Cube, the submarine that went down to look at the Titanic?
Yeah, bitch.
That one, the one at the younger son that went down, brought his Rubik's Cube because he wanted to be the fastest person to, like, do a Rubik's Cube going down that far in the ocean.
Oh, like like for the world record?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Look it up. Isn't that, it's crazy.
What a sin. What if he completed it before it exploded?
Yeah, so he was one of those guys that could do it in like so many seconds, I believe.
Insane. And
he wanted to make the world record, and then that happened. Like, what is, how sad.
Well, I got to get to the Titanic Museum, because that place is fucking haunted. And that is my dream.
Artifacts. People are walking up to those artifacts.
Literally, like the freaking museum just flooded out of nowhere. They don't know where the water came from. And then they're seeing things. Things are moving. Like, that is my dream. You know, I love ghosts and I love Titanic. Like, my two favorite things. I got to fucking go. I think it's in Tennessee. Where is it?
Well, you know what else they have there that I saw? They have like a bucket of how cold the water really was.
Oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm. And try to like see how, you could try and see how long you could keep your hands in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's literally, I think it was like below, like, I don't know, it's gotta be like below like 8 degrees, like disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't just think- like knives in your body until you die. Like, that's a terrible way.
Yeah. That's terrible.
What a sin.
Okay. Here's another one. Hi ladies. I've been watching this show since I was 12 years old and I honestly never wanted to end. My question is for Dina. Do you see yourself having more children? To try and have a girl, or do you love being a boy mom? I mean, I love being a boy mom. Do I see me having more kids? Not right now, because me and Chris both have said, like, I think we're done for now. I was back.
No.
I know. I was back and forth for a while. Like, I really wanted another baby. Chris says he's done because he doesn't want the boys to feel slighted. And I guess I feel the same way because, you know, see, Cameron is still very attached to me, and I am trying my best for CJ already to not feel slighted because Cameron's so attached. So I think bringing another baby into the mix, I think it would be a lot. But honestly, I don't know if I would be trying just to have another girl. I think I would just be happy whether you know, it's a boy or a girl. Honestly, kind of would want another boy. I kind of like the chaos. So I don't know.
I would love for you to, I would love to see a little Dina meatball though.
I would dress her so stinking cute though.
I know. I could like see her with like little pigtails, little running around, little thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So that's how I feel about my best friend Steph, because she's been trying for girls and she's just a boy mom. She feels like she's not gonna have a girl if she tries for another. Like, you two are very similar when it comes to like boys and thinking that you're just gonna have boys.
I do. I feel like if I was to be pregnant, I'd probably just have another boy.
But who knows? I think so too. Yeah.
But the boys are so good with Claire's daughter, Sadie. And it makes me whenever I have Sadie's, Claire's kids around, or my friend Ashley and Lael's kids around, they just had newborns. I get that itch and I'm like, oh, maybe.
I know.
But then, you know, these two wrestle and go crazy. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm all right now.
Well, I just held a baby last week and I was just like, looking at the baby and like the feeling of holding one, and I'm like, Gianni, like, should we? But I'm like, no,
I don't know. I think
it's crazy.
Yeah, I think if Chris was to be like, you know what, Dave, let's try for another, it wouldn't even be a thought. I would do it, you know,
like, hey, let's go.
Yeah, but you know, he's not really on board right now, and you know, the boys, they're doing their crazy pantses, but I love it. So I think we're good right now.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I mean, there's a little chance.
Well, the chapter's not closed fully.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
It's all on Chris's plate, really.
Yeah, come on, Chris. I really want you to have another.
I know. I know. You've been saying this
for years.
Yeah.
I feel like after you had, Cameron, I was like, all right, so do it again.
I know. I thought he was going to be my little calm little thing, because he didn't move at all in my belly.
Oh, no. His second kid's a menace.
He's crazy. But he is the cutest. It's like, he's so sweet, and he's such like a lovable boy. But then he's like so wild.
Yeah, the second kid, crazy. Man.
Like, and then, you know, CJ's a worrier. Like, as he's getting older, I'm starting to realize he has a little of my nervousness.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be like you, maybe.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of that. And Chris is like, this is because you are so nervous.
This is all your fault.
It's probably my genetics. My mom is like this. My uncle is like this. My sister is like this. It's my mom's side of the family.
Oh, yeah. I definitely feel like that's genetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's more my mom's side. He's more my side than Chris's. And I think Cameron's more Chris's side than my side. So it makes sense. And I feel like your kids are just, I don't know. I feel like Lorenzo's you. How he looks, but personality wise, I feel like he's Gianni.
Oh yeah.
Sissy, mm-hmm. Just all you.
Yeah, Sissy's all me. And then Angelo, it looks like Gianni. And but he's my like meatball crazy self.
Personality. Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy how that works?
So weird. I love having kids. It's the best.
Me too.
I love it all.
I always say I'm so blessed. Like I always thank God and say, like, you know. We're blessed, Nicole, you know?
Literally.
Hey, Bubby. Well, actually, today, being it's so freaking hot, I'm bringing them to the movies for the first time.
Oh, my God. I just told Lorenzo this. I'm like, it's so hot out. They're very excited. The camp literally said, if you don't need to bring your kids to camp, don't, because it's so freaking hot.
Yeah, they're pumped. They're so excited. So we're going to see Inside Out 2.
Ooh, are you going to get a popcorn and a soda?
Oh, yeah. But we're going to do 3D. So I actually still don't allow Cameron to have popcorn. Because I heard it's really, if he eats it the wrong way, it could like go down.
Oh, yeah, he could choke, yeah.
Yeah, so Mommy, CJ will have popcorn. Cameron, I'll bring something for him. And then I'll let them get candy.
Tell me a can snap.
Oh, CJ wants you to know that he could snap his fingers. Go ahead. You hear?
Look at you, see?
Yeah, he's very
excited.
That's
awesome, honey.
Very excited about being able to snap his fingers.
Very cool.
He's been practicing for weeks, and he can finally do it.
He's so
high five, dude. Yeah, so that is what we're going to be doing. Actually, as soon as we get off the meatball pod, I'm going to bring them Inside Out, too, because it's just too hot.
Yeah. All right, well, if anyone is listening in Staten Island... and Boston, me and Joey have our live show today, Thursday, Staten Island at 8:00 at the St. George Theater tonight. Tickets are still available. So if you guys want to come see me and Joey, come on down. And then Boston, I have to fly to Boston the next day, because we're doing our live show. And then I have a club appearance after. Like, dude,
ooh, look at
what
you.
Is this, 2009?
Look at you go.
You know I'm going to be so dead this weekend after it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to order my McDonald's, Taco Bell, and call it a day. But yeah, two shows, one tonight, Staten Island, St. George Theater, and then tomorrow at the Big Live Theater in Boston. And then I have a club appearance at Memoir. So any Boston or Staten Island people listening, go get your tickets and I'll see you there.
Ooh, sounds like a plan. Well,
and pray for me, D. I'm going to be sick.
Oh my God! Yeah, your weekend's gonna be shot.
I'm gonna need a banana bag.
Yeah, I actually think I'm bringing the kids. Well, I'm gonna probably do something with the kids. I don't want to say it out loud because they're sitting right next to me, and if the plans don't work out,
yeah,
that'll be it.
We'll have the best time, and we love you, meatballs.
We love you, meatballs.
We did it, D.
We did it. Let's get sauced.